Just present yourself first.
Okay, I'm Khalil Shikaki. I'm the director of the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research. My interest initially, it was academic, teaching a class to Palestinians about Palestinian politics, and I could not find any text that I can ask students to read that describes the reality and provides evidence. And so that brought me into the need to do survey research and to do research that helps one provide evidence to political phenomena. And that, obviously, since I'm a political scientist and have been involved in a lot of discussion about the issues of foreign policy, our relations with the Israelis and the international community, that, of course, led to greater interest in the larger question of Israeli-Palestinian peace. But my son disagrees with a lot of my own thoughts because of his own age. Obviously, age is important. We have different experiences. His most important years are the years of the Oslo agreement between Palestinians and Israelis, and his reaction, like most other Palestinians, was this was a failed agreement and that the Palestinian leadership has failed in its own ability to create a system that is acceptable to the Palestinians. To the older generation, although they might have reached the same conclusion, but that did not lead them to change their basic attitudes because of the way that they've been socialized before and their larger interest in issues of what direction the Palestinian people should go. My son did not have that kind of socialization that I did, and that, therefore, made it easier for him to make the change. He had a much greater open-mindedness than myself. I was limited by my own experiences. He was not limited by those same experiences, and that allowed him, therefore, to search for alternative ways to advance the goals that he was after. And I was a lot more limited.
This is a very fundamental, but maybe a very tricky question, experience versus data.
Yes, there's no doubt that we can do whatever we want to do with the data. Usually it depends on what is the starting point. If you have a starting point, and that is the truth, reality for the older generation, they have preconceived ideas, they have ideas and experiences that have already shaped their attitudes. The younger generation looks at the data and looks at the experience from a completely different viewpoint. And that gives them an advantage over the older generation. I have to rush. Really pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thank you.